It is time for the talkback segment, phonology talkbacks.
Yes, and we have a couple of audio reports we're going to play for you, but I want to start off with this wonderful email that Steve Wilson sent to me. Steve said, I love listening to the phonology report. Phonology teaches people to be keenly observant of their surroundings and the world they live in. Those are important skills, and quite frankly, the subject matter is the flora and fauna, which is generally the best part of the world. I listen online pretty much every day from St. Paul, and my observation is how much phonology is going on without people even knowing what it means. Every day on neighborhood social media are discussions and photos of bald eagles, Cooper's hawks, peregrine falcons, opossums, coyotes, foxes, snakes, deer, and so on that are reclaiming the urban land, water, and air. On Friday, I encountered a painted turtle of about 7 inches in length walking down the cart path on Island Lake Golf Course in Shoreview. Camera shy, when I pulled out my phone for a photo, he zipped quickly into the nearby water to join others sunning on a log. He was in more danger of getting hit by a golf ball, by my golf ball, in the water than he'd been if he'd stayed on the fairway. Also, one of these days, people always complaining about irresponsible dog owners will realize the uncollected dog poop is occurring on the same blocks as the most frequent coyote sightings. Anyway, love KAXE, Steve Wilson, a proud member. Steve, thanks for that note, and I couldn't agree with you more. The effort that it takes to become a phenologist is minimal. It only requires that you open your eyes and your senses and just sort of, you know, when you're seeing things, record them, write them down. That's the difference between a naturalist and a phenologist. A phenologist writes it down. So we can go back and say, hey, last year at this time, the same damn thing was happening. Pretty amazing. We also heard this week from our good friends, the Newstalks, and they sent along this report.
This is Pearl,
Axel, and Ruth Newstalk. Last night, on July 22nd, we went out on the lake at 10:30 at night.
We stayed up late to see the comet Neowise. It won't be back for almost 7,000 years.
We couldn't really see it at first, but we could find the Big Dipper. As it got darker and darker, the comet became more and more visible.
We used my mom's Sky Guide app to show me where it was, and I could finally see it with my naked eye. I was the first to see it.
I could see it through our big binoculars, and it looked like a fuzzy ball with a smeared tail.
As it got darker, all of the stars got brighter, and you could see the Milky Way.
We saw the International Space Station, and it was going super fast.
That was super cool. We could see the reflection in the lake.
I saw two shooting stars and a bunch of satellites.
By 12:30, the comet was like a bright smudge of white chalk on a piece of black paper. We could even see it under the Big Dipper through the trees in our backyard.
I was really tired.
Bye!
Ruth, Pearl, and Axel, thank you so much for that report. That was wonderful. I'm so glad you got up to see Comet Neowise. I've gone out twice. Once I went and I got up and it was cloudy. And the second time I went out, I took my spotting scope and my binoculars, and I went out into the field by my house and I scanned the northern horizon for about 10 minutes and I couldn't find it. And I realized later on by conversation with some other folks that I was looking too low in the sky. I didn't realize it was quite that high. I thought it was much closer to the horizon. So I failed in my efforts to see it, but it's still visible and still worth your time. So get up and get out there and take a look. It's not quite like Hale Bopp, but it's not bad. It's a pretty big experience. And having its cycle of once every 7,000 years means that if you don't see it this time, you're probably not going to see it next time. We also heard from Pam, you may recall, Pam and I had a discussion last week through email about the activity of hummingbirds and how the males can be little jerks. I think I used a different, I think Richard might be appropriate. Anyway, Pam sent back this note. Just wanted to say I continue to smile at the name you have given what I used to call the Commanders. How pleasantly polite. The hummingbirds are still so active and such a joy to watch. My grandkids are coming up, are visiting us, and love this story and suggested we call the Commanders Richard. It would be a pleasure to meet you and Heidi and all the others from KAXE someday. I so often have questions on plants and birds when I'm out in the yard, out in the yard on hikes, but usually forget them once I'm back home with my phone. Have a great day, Pam. Pam, thanks for the communications. And yeah, those little Commanders, Richards, are all over my yard and living up to their names. It's going to be the middle of August. Oddly, it's a bit early, but in the next 2 weeks, you'll start seeing fewer and fewer of the males as they begin to migrate south. And then the females and the juveniles will follow a bit later. I think middle of August for the males and middle of September for the females. So, and that's kind of the way it goes with the hummingbirds. Our final comment this morning comes from our good friend Chris, who is an excellent phenologist and lives down on the east side of Hill Lake near Hill City.
Good morning. Chris here on the east side of Hill Lake. I got an update on my monarch rearing project for the past 2 weeks. I have 18 monarchs hatched in the house, third generation, two left to hatch, 10 female, 8 male. Lots of eggs being laid past 8 days, 100 plus. Some are starting to hatch already. So far, 25 plus that I can locate on the swamp milkweed. And this is the generation that'll make the trip to Mexico. This has been a fun experience, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chris. Always nice to hear from you, and keep us updated on your monarchs. It's indeed getting to be that time. The next group of monarchs that you see will be those that are going to be driving down to Mexico for the winter. So keep your eye out for those. And keep your eye out for everything that's happening. Lots of stuff going on. We'll be talking more about that, of course, during our phenology program, which is coming up in about 20 to 25 minutes.